Mike Rothman joins us this morning on a brisk and invigorating morning in Minnesota. He's the Minnesota State Commerce Commissioner. Hey, Mike, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Is it brisk and invigorating down in the cities, or is that just something that we have special up here because we're so special?
Well, it's starting here, but not as you had indicated and as the forecast says. But as temperatures fall, Minnesota, it's important to keep things in mind.
You bet. So we're talking a little bit about the dangers of carbon monoxide poisoning, and this is a really good time to talk about it before you need to fire up the furnace or the gas fireplace or fill in the blank too often. Tell us a little bit about how most often folks end up either made sick or, heaven forbid, killed because of carbon monoxide poisoning in their homes.
Well, people need to be mindful that as temperatures fall in Minnesota, the dangers go up, particularly because it's a silent, odorless, and colorless gas. As many people know, throughout the United States, over 500 people die. In Minnesota, it's pretty significant. There's 10 or 20 Minnesotan deaths, and even more. There are 50 or so average that are hospitalized from it. So it's important to take precautions and be careful as the cold temperatures dip here.
So how do you end up with carbon monoxide poisoning? Something malfunctions, something's not working right. How does that happen?
That's right. So it's either some sort of faulty furnace vent, the inability to get the carbon monoxide out, you know, a bad heater. But in sometimes it's preventable by just having a carbon monoxide alert in your house that'll tell you that. Now, there's some recent examples that are pretty tragic. In Ottertail County in Burgess, there was a faulty furnace vent that led to buildup of carbon monoxide. And while a gentleman's wife was in the emergency room, he passed away because of carbon monoxide poisoning. And then even close to your area, close to Cloquet and Duluth, there was a couple in their 60s that died in a camper near Cloquet that it was caused by carbon monoxide coming from the generator in an unvented storage cabinet below the camper's living space. So it's one of those situations where you got to make sure that your furnace, whatever it is that's heating, water heaters, gas, charcoal, gas grills, all those things need to be properly vented.
So what can you do if you want to make sure? Is this one of those dealios where you contact somebody, an expert with a capital E, and they come out and they kind of give your furnace a once-over? Or can you accomplish the same thing, which is to keep yourself and your family safe, if you do buy a carbon monoxide detector or a couple and plug them in?
Those are all good things to do. So if you've got, you know, fuel burning appliance, heater or whatever, it's often good to have a qualified heating contractor, first of all, install it, but then also to check and make sure that it's being properly, it's properly functioning. They can detect potential problems. And then, you know, they can check your flue. They can make sure that everything is properly getting to the outside. And then finally, it's very important for, and in fact, it's the law, that every house has to have at least one operational carbon monoxide alarm within 10 feet of every room using that you use for sleeping. And then for that, I just recommend following the manufacturer's instructions to properly install carbon monoxide alarms. We have them in our house. It's very important for people who have poor health conditions or even small children. We got to keep an eye out for all of those that are vulnerable.
Speaking of vulnerable, there are people every year that die or are hospitalized because of carbon monoxide poisoning because they are low-income folks. Maybe their heat's been shut off. Maybe they can't afford heat. They're using the only heaters they have available. Maybe it's a space heater and a tragedy occurs. What can these folks do? Are there any things that these folks can do to minimize their risk or maybe help that's available for them that they might not be aware of?
Sure, there is help that is available to them. They can work through either the weatherization program or energy assistance program to try to obtain dollars, federal grant dollars, that are administered by the Department of Commerce. And the best way to do that is to contact the local community action agency there in whatever community you have. They're around the state of Minnesota, and or contact the Department of Commerce. We have a website that people can look at or call. The phone number is 1-800-657-3710. And then for a website access, just go to energy.info@state.mn.us.
All right. We'll get a couple of links set up, and we'll get that information available. Our Community Action does a lot of great work here in Duluth, and we'll make sure folks know how to get in touch with them also. Mike, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you, and I suppose if it's not that chilly in the cities, I don't need to remind you to wear a jacket to work this morning.
Exactly. Well, I enjoyed it, and have a good day.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Rothman, our guest this morning, the Minnesota State Commerce Commissioner, here on 103.3 KUMD.